On Thursday, a state House panel gave its first approval to the $491 million purchase of rail lines from the freight company CSX for a 61-mile commuter rail line through Orlando and other sections of Central Florida. Before the approval, the House Infrastructure Committee approved an amendment that would make the state pay for damages or injuries on the commuter rail line, even if CSX is at fault. On Friday, WMNF spoke with Tampa Democratic Representative Mike Shanti, one of only two members of the committee to vote against the amendment giving CSX immunity. In this second part of the interview, Shanti said that because of this amendment, the state must spend $2 million per year to purchase a $200 million insurance policy.
That is my understanding, exactly. And $200 million, although we're having to pay, the state of Florida, taxpayer dollars are having to pay for that, is my understanding. And for a $200 million policy, isn't going to be enough. Now, fortunately, the corridor that was built some time ago down in Miami, the Tri-Rail line, they haven't had to deal with that event, a catastrophic event. So fortunately, the state of Florida hasn't had to absorb that. But it's, to me, it's a reckless approach in governing a state to be just kind of going on a wish and a prayer, because this is nothing more than a ticking tax, liability time bomb that's out there. That I know the CFO's office has some great concerns with this, and if you were able to either watch yesterday's presentation or hear it, the CFO's office was asking for more time. Well, they had just gotten the amendment, as I did. I had just received that amendment prior to me going in and had to do a quick read. But it stood out as just something wasn't right. And after I kept reading it, I couldn't believe what I was reading, that they were actually extending sovereign immunity to this corporation, who, by the way, apparently, last year we're recording having had record profits somewhere in the range of $2 billion. And then I also learned that this Central Florida corridor, that those rail lines were gifted to CSX by the state of Florida many years ago. And the state of Florida, the Department of Transportation, is having now to pay $400 million to buy back those rail lines, and requiring to be held harmless if there is an accident caused by their own negligence. It flies in the face of common sense. I can appreciate the businesses who are there that will benefit the communities along the Central Florida corridor that will benefit from having that commuter rail. I certainly recognize that. I also recognize that I'm sure the next plan is to have a commuter rail through Tampa, which I would be supportive of. But I would not be supportive of the sovereign immunity provision, whether it's in Tampa, whether it's in the Central Florida corridor, or whether it's down in that Tri-Rail in Miami.